Unit 69. Saladin looked on at Jerusalem after the First Crusade with wishful eyes, hoping that he could one day reclaim the city for all Muslims. He was appalled that at the present time, Muslims and Christians were commingling with each other inside the city and wished it to be returned to its glory when only Muslims were allowed inside. The king of Jerusalem was a sick and paltry boy in his early 30s. He had little experience in ruling a city, yet he was doing a great job maintaining peace with the outside world. It was his dream that through peace and reconciliation, good relations could be nurtured, and eventually strengthened between Christians and Muslims. His generals, however, did not agree. They would rather obliterate the Muslims and their king so that they could never again try and fight them. The generals constantly brought hypothetical war plans before the king so that he could sign and approve their ideas, yet he dismissed them for warmongers. One ambitious General Jackson was particularly forceful towards the king's policies. During the last war, a Muslim warrior stabbed him near the chest, causing a deep laceration, which was now a hideous scar. As he spoke to the king, his halitosis made the king step back in disgust, yet he listened to his general's idea. The general was very verbose in detailing a flawless plan to draw out Saladin and defeat him. However, the king disapproved of the plans and made a regal decree ordering no one to follow such a path. Jackson was known for his discommoding ways. He loved stirring things up and causing trouble. He took a group of soldiers outside the walls and to a nearby grotto where many Muslims lived in peace with one another. There, Jackson and his men used martial arts to attack the Muslims and force them out of the area forever. When the king asked Jackson to explain himself, Jackson disavowed any involvement whatsoever. Outside the walls of Jerusalem, Saladin began to develop a strategy to invade the impregnable city of Jerusalem. He knew if he could break through the buttressed wall, the city would be his.